express yourself.
Just a little at a time.
Don't have to feel embarrassed either.
Hey, yeah, that'll be good.
Kind of understand my topic.
Yes, that's good. Anyway, you made good advice yesterday.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, Peter and Ruth, I like to get on Facebook a lot.
Oh.
And I like to read the endorseries and all that. And then I get involved too. Just recently, I did look down there yesterday. A girl named Irma, I know her, I won't say her last name, but she was on Facebook, and she mentioned she saw somebody on the cell phone run over a puppy and kept on going. I mean, and then she stated, what about if that would have been a child? You know, you've got to watch these. I see a lot of people on their phone all the time, even the cab drivers. They're on their cell phone talking, being distracted from the roadway. So that's just as worse as drunk driving when they're doing that.
Man.
But when you're drunk, you're under substance. But it's the same in Baldwin. You got to pay attention to the road while you're driving. Don't be thinking about that cell phone. Something drastic or tragic will happen.
That's
either
right.
To you or another passenger or somebody else. And these kids were watching when that person ran over that puppy. And it hurt their feelings, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people, please, when you're driving, pay attention to the roadway. There's a lot of kids walking around. There's a lot of dogs, a lot of pedestrians all over town. So be wary of that. Don't think about that phone all the time. You can always call later. A life matters more than the phone does.
Yes.
You know, once we lose somebody, it hurts the whole community. Even drownings and all that. It's involved with the whole community. It hurts. So I just want to warn people, and it's against the law to be doing that.
That's right.
And too bad we don't have people who can make a civil arrest. We can do that, a citizen's arrest. All we have to do is file for a complaint. But hopefully it won't get that far. But please, people, realize that keep to your driving. Don't drink and drive also, even on the river. Always pay attention. Don't drink and drive. There's too many drownings here on account of alcohol. You know, we need to curb that down a little bit because life matters, everyone. So, anyway, thank you, Peter and Ruth.
Yeah,
thank
you,
John.
You know, John,
good day then.
I have a question. There's two John Nicks. I get mixed up which one you are. There's two John.
The one that calls up first is the real one.
There's two of you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you made a smile, John. Thank you.
I do get mixed up which one it is.
We're both of us are funny.
All right.
Yeah.
Very
thank
good.
You, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Good morning.
Bye.
Good morning to Bethel, Alaska. You know, Sunday's coming up and it's going to be Mother's Day.
Yes.
And we're thinking of our mothers.
Yes.
I know a lot of people are missing their moms. And I know how that feels.
Yeah.
Because you're not alone.
Yes.
Some of us have lost our moms. My mom went in 2004. So to all the mothers out there, I want to wish you guys a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Everywhere in Alaska.
Yeah, and even beyond, yes, all over. This is a very special day, this Sunday of Mother's Day. Well, we're going to go on to our next caller, Anonymous. Good morning to you.
Well, anyways, my buddy passed away in Anchorage, and I've seen a whole bunch of family signs in Watson's Corner, and they're asking for fundraising or donations so they could ship his body here, and I strongly suggest that we do it. I was a close friend of his, and I'm sad that I couldn't donate because I don't have that much coin in my purse. But anyways, I thought I'd give that out and shout it out into the air because it hurts me deeply that he's passed away now and he might not make it here. And if you could contribute to the cause, it'd be very helpful. Thank you.
Okay.
Who do they send it to?
First of all, if you're still on the line, Ruth had a question about, you know, how
can
they, yeah, how can they contribute if they'd like. And first of all, our condolences to you and your family, and then people probably would want to know how they can help and where to send it off to.
Not really sure. There might be a website. There's them three families on the corner in Watkins. They're happily collecting donations, so I guess that's where would be the best place to start.
Okay.
There might be a Kickstart website. I'm not sure. I just saw their signs going down to Swanson's, going grocery shopping, and yeah, it hurts my heart. So,
is someone out there right now? Did you say Watson's Corner?
I'm not sure, but they were out there yesterday.
Oh, okay.
They're probably out like every... When I went out and I was at Watson's Corner, they were out like 6 a.m., 6...
Okay.
Yeah, so if somebody knows more about that, you know, and where and how they can, you know, contribute, then we'd appreciate hearing that information.
All right, well, I'll try to research this a little bit, and I'll find out.
They're in trailer number 60 that I had a phone call. This morning I found out. I phoned someone.
All right, yeah.
The two siblings are in trailer number 60.
Okay,
okay. And then the family gathers two at Jacob's Way, the first house on the left. I don't know the house number.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm so glad you called. Thank you for calling. The weather's been so cool after all that wind.
Yeah.
Just before it was windy, I saw those mountains. Man, they looked so good.
Yeah. And the snow is melting from the mountains. Caller, we got from Bethel. Yes. Good morning, Fritz.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, good, great. You guys got a good subject today. Mother's Day is coming up. I'd like to wish my mom down in Tuntutuliak a happy Mother's Day. And hopefully I will see her today. Planning on going down to Tunt for Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day also to all the mothers out there. You know, cook for them or something. Take over their chores for today or on Sunday.
Okay, wow.
And then another thing, on a different note, on behalf of Special Search and Rescue, there was an incident, I believe it was yesterday. A lot of people from upriver around here from this area go down towards Kong and Tuntun Heat, and every year these group of people always bring alcohol down there with them while they're hunting.
Oh, no.
So I urge everybody out there listening around this area not to do that. We talked about this on Monday's morning's talk show. So I would advise everybody not to be doing that. Hunting is one thing, and bringing alcohol is another thing. So it might not hurt you guys that are hunting, but by any chance that worst case scenario, if you lose your life, you won't be hurt. But the family that you leave behind, your kids or your daughters or your parents, they're going to be grieving.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a good idea to bring the alcohol to the coast, because the river and the ocean is very dangerous. You never know what's going to happen. So please, I urge everybody not to be bringing alcohol downriver.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been, people from Kong, the administrators, been urging everybody not to be bringing alcohol downriver. And they are encouraged to go down and go hunt. It's one of the ways the people from the coast, you know, that's...
Yeah, they're...
They're welcoming.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
So, but please bring your trash back also.
Yes.
It'll be devastating. There was an incident yesterday that a boat flipped over the Kong in that river.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
But everybody survived, thankfully. So... don't be bringing alcohol downriver.
Okay.
And if they catch, you know, they're going to start naming names here pretty soon.
Yeah.
And I know who they are, but I'm not going to name any names or villages.
Okay.
Maybe give them a call if they're your friends.
You
know.
If you're a parent or a friend or a buddy that, doing this, let them know not to be doing that. It might be fun and games until somebody loses their life.
Yeah.
And also, they need to use their flotation devices.
Yeah, use your life jackets or life vests.
And then not just down river, you know, I mean, anybody who's out boating should not mix that with alcohol.
Exactly. And I'm not encouraging bootlegging or anything. This is my personal opinion. If you're going to be getting alcohol from here in Bethel, wait till you get home and start drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Not during or not before,
but
after. After you get back home, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
But I urge all the village council presidents, village council or IRA or whoever they are, start patrolling the river.
Mm-hmm.
These are your people.
Yes. Okay.
These are not, you know, it's going to be hard this year with these proposals that are coming in for another liquor store that AC is trying to open up.
Okay.
So
that's it, Kuyana. Okay, Kuyana Fritz, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, we got some callers. Go on to our next caller from Bethel. We have Tim. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Tim.
And glory to God for this God-given day.
Amen.
Hey.
Yes.
Hi, Peter and Ruth. Yeah, every day that God gives us is a beautiful day.
Yes.
And I'd like to wish all the mothers in the listening audience a happy early Mother's Day. And for those of you that still have your mothers, love them, respect them, visit them, tell them that you love them, because once they are gone, they are gone. And it leaves a big empty spot in your heart and soul. But I'd like to thank Fritz for bringing up the subject about voting under the influence. A couple of years ago, we were coming down Church Slough, and we almost had a collision with a group of men in a boat that was on the same side that we were, and we had to swerve tremendously to avoid colliding with them. And they were obviously under the influence of alcohol. And alcohol and boating does not mix.
That's right.
When, yeah, anybody and everybody, you know, people's lives are very very much special to all of us.
Yes.
And, you know, priceless. There's no one or anybody can possibly replace people that we've lost. But it would be nice to have some kind of a river patrol, whether it initiates out of here in Bethel or a combination of Bethel and the village police officers, VPSOs, you know, to keep people safe.
Yes.
You know, we have the alcohol or the liquor store here. You know, it's unavoidable that we're going to have people out there, exactly what Manip was describing, and, you know, situations that I've been through, situations that other people have been through as well. And I just dread the day that, you know, there's going to be a collision where there's, you know, where people get hurt or possibly lose their lives. But we really need to come up with something that mm-hmm. is workable. I know the state troopers are experiencing some budget cuts, and also the whole police department is pretty limited. But we need to figure out a way to keep people safe.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's going to be work through AVCP, whether it's going to be work through a combination of various agencies, but we've got to come up with something that works.
Yes, that's right. Appreciate you bringing that up. That's important.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that, you know, there is one village that that's exactly what you're talking about. The village of Kuikluk, you know, their village councils and then the tribal council, and they all team up together and they fund a river patrol kind of in their area, and also I guess as far as to Bethel. I don't know if they're still carrying that or doing that, you know, but they were doing that the last several years. You know, they do patrol the rivers, waters near their area.
Yeah, that's totally awesome. And thank God Kuikluk is doing that. A couple of years ago, also, I'd like to mention that early in the spring, my wife and a couple of friends were heading out, going to go look for ferns, fiddlehead ferns, and heading downriver and right down around the bend, there were a couple of people that were waving inside the trees, waving us down. And we went to check on them. They were soaking wet. Both of them did not have a life jacket. The boat had overturned, hit something and overturned. They swam to shore. Luckily, they were close enough to the beach, and they were obviously under the influence of alcohol. You know, boating off alcohol does not mix.
That's right.
And people, please, please, please wear your life check.
Very good. All right.
And especially children. If you have children in the boat, they need their life jackets.
Yes. Very good.
Okay. Tim. Have a great weekend.
You too. Yeah, Thank you very much, Tim. Those were very awesome words of encouragement. And, you know, be careful out there, everyone.
Yeah.
All right. Kuyana, Tim.
Okay,
very good.
You know, we saw a boat overturning at one time. These Kuskokwim little waves, it doesn't take much to overturn a boat.
Yeah.
We were watching a land boat, and it just went really fast.
Mm.
And they have to put something in the front if they're alone, heavy, so it'll be a lot easier to manage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. So, you know, there several years back, one boat had got picked up by the wind and tipped over.
That can happen.
Yes,
these waves out here are different.
Yes,
they're not like the ocean. The oceans are further apart.
Yeah.
But these are really close.
Yeah. Yes. So everyone, you know, we're urging everyone listening, you know, to be careful out there while you're boating.
We have another caller.
Hey.
Good morning, Wilson.
All right.
Good morning, happy people.
Hey, good morning, Wilson.
You know, we have to try to be positive no matter what goes on in our lives, you know.
We agree.
Yeah. I've told myself no matter what happens, I am not going to give up as far as when it comes to staying sober and drug free.
Amen to that.
I've done that, and it's still a part of my being. It's still a part of my living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since I've sobered up, I've lost so many people in my life, but I've learned how to accept it. You know, we have to talk about the loved ones that have passed on amongst family and, you know, remembering things and assuring each other that when the holidays come, we'll have each other, you know, no matter what, encourage each other not to give up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A special day is coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
You know, and if your mother is still alive, I would encourage you, not just on Mother's Day, but as often as you can, see what you can do for your mother.
Hey, yes.
You know, so
that's a good thing.
There's
really
a most important person giving you life. you know, if your if your mother has already passed on, you know, you can find someone in your life that is a mother figure and be nice to them. That's a nice thing about how our mind works, you know.
Good advice.
Voting, it's already been said. Wear your PFD, even if it doesn't look cool. You know, I still wear my PFD when I'm out and about with my uncle. I'm glad my uncle is doing okay. He landed in the hospital, you know, my uncle Chris, but he's getting better.
That's good. I saw him the other day.
And, you know, he's taught everything I know about hunting and boating and fishing. He has taught me, and I was just, you know, so glad when I heard that my mother told me he was sitting up and eating the other day.
Good.
I went to go see him yesterday, and yeah, he's good. You know, you cherish the ones that you have in your life. You know, the ones that don't want to be a part of your life, let them be, because that's what my mother has told me from way back in grade school, you know, people picking on me and do this and that. You know, even my own brother, you know, sometimes we'd argue, fuss, and fight. My mom would say, you know, just leave them alone. You know, everything happens for a reason. No reason to pay back. When it comes to, she didn't say the word karma, but that's pretty much what she was saying. Or, you know, if people are like that, negative toward other people, it's their problem.
Yeah.
The karma will take care of them however they want to be taken care of. Anyway, be nice to everybody.
There you go.
Even if there's someone you see and you have really ill feelings for them, turn it around in your own mind.
You got it.
Wave at them and say hi to them.
Yeah, good for you. All right, that sounds good, Wilson.
Okay, and enjoy your Friday. Bye.
Oh, you
thanks
too.
For
thank
calling.
You for those nice words, Kuyana.
You know, our mothers are the first teachers.
Yes.
Yes, and our parents are the first teachers, but mothers are the very first. They're so special.
Yes, they are.
My mom really taught my brothers. Boy, one of them said a bad word, and my mom took soap and water and washed his mouth. And then he never, ever said anything in front of my mom.
Wow.
My brothers. Wow. I have two brothers, Stephen and Timothy.
Yeah. That made me smile, you know, because the way it must have tasted. And I would have liked to have seen
that. Oh, we have another phone call.
Would have liked to have seen the expression on his face. Go ahead, introduce this person.
John Bethel. Yeah.
Good morning, John.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about our people here.
Okay.
Are we shut down from closing down the liquor store or lawsuits or something like that?
Ooh.
You know, this liquor store here is just killing a lot of natives. And depressing. It's just really getting... The good people out here are being depressed. You know? It don't matter who them liquor stores belong to. They're here in the city of Bethel. You know, somebody's got to do something about these dying people out there and all these children that are in trauma, that are living in the villages. And there's so many drunks out there everywhere. And it's so pitiful. You know?
Yeah.
And we're being shut down in everywhere. We're being shut down from talking about our king salmon on this river. We're being shut down from Dundon Gold up there. And we're being shut down from City of Bethel's liquor store, from all this kind of stuff. You know, everything is just happening in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Bad things, and it's not good for the natives. And, geez, I just feel so unsecure in this place.
I'm glad you took your feelings out.
We're not even, we can't even say anything about anything anymore. You know, it was before, we're going to have city council here in Bethel. They're going to help us out. We're going to get rich, and it's going to be people's government. And now that it's so large in this tiny little town, it's so City from.
Boy, Bethel has grown, though.
I'd like to say, it's a tiny little town. You 6,000 to 10,000 people. That's not very many people compared to Anchorage's 200,000. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just a tiny little bit of community out here. And, geez, Native voices aren't even being heard. Our women are being raped and being disappeared. They're gone. There's cold cases nowadays, you know. But I'd like to say a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
There you go. Good for
you. All you mothers out there are just hardworking people. And if it wasn't for you guys, all husbands would be dysfunctional.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Well, have a good day.
All right, you too. Have a wonderful day, John.
Thanks for wishing us a happy Mother's Day, because I'm a mother.
Yes. Yeah, happy Mother's Day to you, Ruth.
Oh, yeah, Anna.
You know,
thank you.
And then even today, May 10, you know, May 10 has special memories for me. You know, I graduated from St. Mary's High School on May 10, along with my sister, Teresa, who has a birthday on this day.
Oh, that's good.
My older
happy
sister.
Happy birthday to your older
to
sister.
Teresa. So this day has, you know, it's a very special day for our family and for us. So, and right next to Mother's Day. So,
yeah.
Our lines are open if anybody would like to call in. And we're going to take
a
little break.
Break, yes.
Yeah. So, Kuyana Dunna.
Alaska on the internet at kyuk.org.
Fresh Air Weekend is a weekly best of show taken from host Terry Gross's Daily Show. Catch intimate conversations and revelatory interviews with probing questions and unusual insights. Fresh Air Weekend's on KYUK, Saturday at 6 a.m.
Okay, are we back?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Okay, all right, good. Yeah, we're back, you know, so you can resume, we can resume. You want to give out the numbers that they can call?
543-5985 or 543-KYUK, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We have another caller.
Yay.
From where?
Bethel.
Okay.
Good morning, Bethel caller.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Yes.
I want to put my 2 cents on the alcohol subject. You know, no matter how we word problems with alcohol, making it available creates a lot of problems for children, families, and our way of life in villages. It just making it available creates a lot of problems. Is that right or wrong? Good morning. Bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Kuyana, really.
We know our callers. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, am I on?
Yeah, there's go ahead, else. Yes.
Okay, Susan. Is that you, Susan?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sue.
Congratulations to all the graduates.
Yay.
Wanted to put a word out for that, too.
All right,
happy
very
Mother's
good.
Day and congratulations to all the graduates. And if you're a mother and a graduate, double happy day for
you.
Wow.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I just wanted to put a word in that tomorrow we're going to do a craft sale flea market, Mother's Day raffle at the Lions Club from 10 until 2.
Okay.
We'll probably do the drawing at 1:30, and
no drawing for
lots of prizes for Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
Big bundle of prizes. It's got chocolates and nice things in it. If you're out and about or you want to do some spring cleaning and get rid of stuff or you got some talent and craft to sell, come join us there. We're going to open it for setup at 9 and sales from 10 till 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if the family is still needing money for their loss of their two kids, that's so sad that so close to each other losing two. It's bad enough to bury one child, but it's just, I can't imagine. Anyway, I'm thinking if anybody want to do a fundraiser for that or anything like that, I'm not charging them for a table or anything.
Okay.
Just come join us. All right. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you, Sue.
All right, bye.
Susan, cows are really wonderful.
Yeah, I always appreciate her, giving
so
up her time, and she does a lot for Bethel, and she goes even beyond that. So we appreciate her being one of our own here in Bethel, helping our life, here in Bethel. She's always on the move, like busy.
Yeah, and also I'm very, very glad that they found Ashish Keen. That's what I'm really thankful for.
Oh, that young man that was missing. Yes, that was a good thing,
Our hearts are with them.
Yeah, of course, yes. Mm-hmm. But we were so happy about that, too.
A lot of us are.
Yeah. So there's, we'll have loss, but glad to have search and rescue. In fact, one of them just left me a message that want us to remind you, the people listening out there, and please pass it along. He says, please remind people to remain on the right side of the river and slow down driving boats around sharp bends or turns. More and more close calls every year. So that's one from one of the search and rescue folks advising people to keep on the right side, especially in sloughs or, so just follow those kind of suggestions. And also Mark from the Primate had called or texted me this morning that water is on a rise upstream and there's some sticks and debris that's floating down, and he said he hadn't seen any big logs yet coming down, but they're starting to get a variety of logs that are drifting down from upper part of the Kuskokwim. So we might, a lot of it, of course, probably will land on the sandbars and, along the river, but we might see a little bit, depending on...
I hope so.
I think so, yeah, so...
Because they come so far, far away.
Even here in Bethel, the water went up.
Oh, that's good. I'm so glad. We need that.
Yeah. When the tide came in the other day, I looked out. I went down along the river, and on the other side of Bethel, that island, I don't know what kind of island. I don't know the name of the island.
Across there?
Right across Bethel.
I don't know the name either.
I just never learned it. Maybe I missed it somewhere. And
there used to be a river in the middle.
Slough.
Yeah. Going across there.
That's right. I remember
that. But then
it
dried up.
Yeah. The other day we seen it when the tide was so high. That snow machine trail right across from Joe Lomac building. You could see water on that trail.
Mm.
Like you could make it across into that slough. So there was high water the other day, a couple of days ago in front of Bethel when the tide came in and all that water coming down. That rose it up.
This Kuskokwim is always changing. I've noticed where we used to fish, we can't fish there anymore.
Because
the channel moves
all the time.
That's
right.
I've noticed that. My mom and I used to fish right across Napakiak by the island. Now it has lots of logs. I mean, not logs, but...
Sandbars?
Underneath it,
it's
shallow and has trees or something. You can get stuck there.
Stumps,
On snags.
Yeah.
Yeah, there.
Yes.
So
the
river changes.
Yes, that's so true. Yes, I've watched the river while I've been here in Bethel for some time, and then, yeah, see, it really does change, even upstream. Like around Tuluksac this year, I made a flight with River Watch this year, and below Tuluksac there were some islands that, you know, I never seen before that developed over the last year or so.
I saw some posts from down coast. Some people are finding eggs.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes,
so
yes, that's
cool.
And then greens. What I really like is those
kapukak
greens.
Mm-hmm.
Are they called what, the buttercup or something?
Oh, those are. I forgot a name.
Yeah, they're like wild spinach or something. Not quite spinach, but you get them only off in the lakes. You wade out and you pick them up with a stick or.
Oh, kapukak?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So those are so delicious this time of the year, especially with the birds coming in. You mix it in that soup.
Wow,
you know?
Wow. So awesome.
Oh, I'm getting hungry already.
I've seen posts about them from Bethel Bargains.
Wow.
Somebody's coming here to sell those.
Huh, yeah. You know,
so if you can't afford a plane trip.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the way to go.
That's
to help
right.
them out, because they do need. People don't have jobs, so it helps them. Some trade with them.
Yeah, I think trading, to me, trading is more appealing, you know, with what you got. You know, people I know along the coast likes these Kuskokwim salmon, the way they prepare them. So I'm sure they would be willing to trade for something, you know, that the Kuskokwim people have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like their fish,
every spring, Nunivak Island people always came with those big boats, ocean boats, and they would bring seal oil. They were in the seal inside the seal, seal oil and with blubber inside.
Wow!
And they would trade here in Bethel or sell them. They came every spring.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have another caller, Ardis from Bethel. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ardis.
Hey.
Kasatsun Atha, Palace Buttercup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Palace Buttercup.
Palace.
Oh.
Palace Buttercups. Thanks for calling.
Wow. Yay. We learned something.
Thanks for calling. You were almost right. You said buttercup.
Yeah. So we learned something today. Yay. Good. Koyana.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy Friday.
You too.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to you. Koyana, thank you.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So. Okay.
She wishes all the mothers and the old grandmothers a happy Mother's Day. Since this is like a suck talk show.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Artis.
You're welcome.
Very good. Very good.
Also thinking of Mary Gregory, her mother. Happy Mother's Day, my Auntie Mary Gregory.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Thank you again.
Yeah.
Bye. Also, Wilson Green's mother.
Yes,
happy Mother's Day, Esther Green, the one that called.
Yeah, people are so fortunate that some mothers, you know, are still around. But even if for those of us that don't have mothers that are still around, you know, it's a good day to have remember your late mother anyway, you know, with good thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because mothers are so special, so precious, you know, that we, no matter what, you know, we are to honor them. And in fact, I've been, you know, what does my heart good is that when they have a special thing going on for mothers, you know,
mm-hmm.
every now and then each year I hear something else going on for, you know, this special day, Mother's Day. And when I hear people that say that took their mom out for having a dinner or something and not making them cook or clean or, you know, just to give them a day off. Very special. So our lines are open. If you'd like to join in, we would like to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. And the time starts moving fast. When it picks up pace, then it's just nonstop until closing time. So if you'd like a chance to say something, you know, the lines are open.
We have a caller, Renee from Bethel. Good morning.
Oh, yay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have three things I want to chat about.
Already?
Positive things.
Okay.
The Best in the West has awarded this year the winners, and we awarded over $33,500 to Joe Pete, Teddy Berry, Patrick Sampson, Yvonne Jackson, Carol Jung and Jordan, John Jordan, and Alicia Hubbard. Those are our winners this year, and they've got really, really good small businesses that they're going to be starting up. And this is our 11th year, by the way.
Yeah.
And we continue to support all region-wide small businesses that want to start up or have started and just are ready to take the next step. We'll work with you. The next application system starts in December 1st. So keep that in mind. I just have to say this, though. You know, it wouldn't be possible without the funding partners that KUC has. And I'm just going to mention them really quick because
they deserve
a big thank you, because that's why we have these funds. Dahlin Gold, Bethel Community Services, Bethel Native Corporation, Chalista, First National Bank, Kuskokwim Art Guild, ConocoPhillips, Wells Fargo, BP Alaska, Bethel Chamber on the of Commerce, Crowley, and Linden. Those are our sponsors, and it wouldn't be possible for us to do this without them. So if you get a chance, tell them thank you.
Wow.
And Saturday Market, May 18th.
Okay.
That's next weekend. We did have a change on the June, the date. Everybody should note this. The date is going to be June 29th, the last Saturday in the month, because this leads right into my last thing, summer art camps.
Okay.
For kids 6 through 12, we have Native Art Camp with from June 10th to 14th. And we have regular art camp, you know, where we do the dumpsters and everything else. There's one on June 17 to 21 and June 24 through 28. So if folks are interested and they want to get on the list, because we only take, I think, 15 in the Native Arts class and 30 in the other two art classes, you want to call Laura Ellsworth at 543-4515, and she'll register you. So that's all I'm going to talk about today, and I hope everybody has a wonderful Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Well, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
All
yeah,
right.
Congratulations to those winners.
Yes, yes. I'm very proud of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you know it's Mother's Day in Mexico today?
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah you're right.
I just saw it on the calendar.
Okay, happy
Mother's Day
to people in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. We have it here on the 12th, and they have it on a Friday today.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So nice. So they do, other people do have Mother's Days.
Mothers are important, yes, very special. So,
I do agree with that caller that said, pick up your trash.
Yeah.
Don't throw them.
Respect the Mother Earth.
Yeah, respect the Earth, yes. We have, lines are open right now. So if you want to wish your mother Mother's Day or anyone else, if you
know,
have anything to talk about,
I kind of think
call.
That some village, you know, and or community may have like a special community thing that goes on Mother's Day. I heard that somewheres, and I don't remember where and what, you know, but since that's a special day, we'd like to hear, you know, what do you guys do for Mother's Day? How do you celebrate Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm. So if you want to give us a call, just call 543-KYUK or 543-5985.
And 543-2756.
1-800-995-8954.
Or email it. radio@kyuk.org. And you can email or call anonymously if you'd like. But if you don't mind, we'd love to hear who you are and where you're calling from.
I've been hearing birds out there. They are so sounding so
very much
cool, so wonderful.
Yes.
Really, really. But those swallows haven't arrived. It needs to be a little warmer for them to get.
And those Okuta, those some people call them like dive bombers, you know.
Oh,
yeah. Tamakuta. Those ones are. I always enjoy those ones.
Yeah,
you know.
They are wonderful. We have a caller.
Yay! And it's Louis. Good morning to you, Louis.
Yeah. Good morning.
Oh,
I'd like to wish all my aunties and my grandmas and my cousins also other happy Mother's Day and special. Going up to my mom, Elizabeth
Martin,
from
another
family, Koyana.
Oh, thank you,
Louis.
Yeah.
Koyana. We have another caller, Scotty from Bethel.
Yes, good morning.
Adding on to that person I was talking about, clean up greener.
Okay.
I saw someone picking up some trash off the highway, even in the trees, and it reminded me of my dead father's messages. Leave the wilderness as you've seen it. Don't litter. Pick up after yourself. If you can't pick it after yourself, you should at least bury it. Get rid of it. Don't leave it laying around, flying around where other wild animals could eat it. Just pick up yourself. And also about Mother's Day, mothers love everyone. I've had some difficulties with my mother, but we've resolved our issues, and it's very beautiful, and I love her. I hope she loves me also, probably. She's a really good mom.
Mm.
But that's all I'd like to say. Thank you for
Thank you, Scotty. Those are good words, yeah.
That's what my mom told us about leaving our campsite.
Yeah.
Exactly what she said. He said.
Wow.
So they told us to leave it just the way we saw it. Take our trash home. Bury the trash if we have and leave it just like it wasn't, we weren't there.
Yeah.
So we did that everywhere we camped.
You know, you can also burn them, you know, things that can burn your refuse or you know, things that can burn. But the metal, you know, they don't burn. So those are the ones that maybe should be brought back.
And they're light.
Put away.
They're not heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just don't be lazy and pick them up.
Yeah, respect the Mother Earth. Yes. So we have a beautiful country out there. You know, it's people.
Alaska is real special.
Yeah, and I noticed that our people really respect and, you know, say a lot about, you know, come on, people, let's pick up, you know, come on, people, let's keep this place clean.
We have another caller.
From Bethel.
Agnes, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to wish my niece Cynthia Pita happy Mother's Day. Wish her an early birthday tomorrow and have her call me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Yes. Okay, very good. Yes, the lines are open again, so, you know, people feel free to call. And it's a wonderful looking kind of a day outdoors. You know, it's calm, mostly calm. It looked like, you know, I think the temps are probably in the mid-40s. You know, I haven't really checked, but they feel like mid-40s. You know, and
just
then...
Just slight wind, really slight.
Yeah, light. And then we have overcast kind of looking skies outdoors, but, you know, I always welcome and be surprised, and even though the weatherman says it's going to be cloudy, sometimes the sun don't pay attention to that and come right out some days.
Alyssa?
Yay,
good
morning to you.
From Bethel.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Thanks for being there today.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Friday. I just wanted to bring some attention to a conditional use permit for a new liquor.
Okay.
Last night, it's going to be postponed. They wanted to have more members present, I think, and they wanted to have some more data to look at how...
Your
radio must
your,
be on.
You're cutting off.
I'm sorry.
Like we didn't hear the first part and then parts of your transmit.
So are you talking about the city council?
Yeah, well, it's in the planning commission right now, the conditional use permit for the AC liquor store where they're planning to put it at in the old Sammy's location.
Mm-hmm.
And so it got postponed last night. It looks like they wanted some more. One of the commissioners wanted more information on one of the items that has to be addressed for this, which is if the proposed conditional use will not be detrimental to the general public health, safety, or welfare, or the environment. And some folks aren't convinced yet that, you know, having another liquor store and increasing accessibility in the same neighborhood as the other one that's already existing, you know, we aren't really convinced yet that that's not going to be detrimental to public health. But I know it's still going to make its way to council. I think they still have to transfer the license. There's still some work that's going to have to be done, but I just really want the community to think about what this is going to mean, you know, if we have more accessibility. People kept saying last night, you know, that this isn't going to mean more alcohol or that more sales, but it certainly won't mean less. I think, you know, I really hope to see people, as this makes its way to council, you know, contact your council members, contact planning commission, you know, let people know that are on the decision making end of this, what we think as a community and what, you know, what's the current status we're at, you know, how's that working out? I don't think it's working out very well at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all.
Okay.
Thanks
well,
for
thank
calling.
You for
you
that
have
info.
A good
mm-hmm.
Have a good weekend, too.
Yes. And happy Mother's Day. And then, you know, I thought she might have been the Alicia from...
ONC?
No, and also Fish and Wildlife. You
oh,
know,
okay.
You know, because I heard some news about fishing this morning on KYUK Morning News, and maybe they'll... maybe they'll have it for news again today. I hope, you know, about what size, what kind of gear we're going to be.
It's open right now. You
yeah,
know,
until
it's
June
open.
June 1, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
exactly.
It sounds like, you know, it sounds like it might be until
you can
June
fish
1.
Anything right now. But they're not here yet.
Yeah. So until June 1, you know, that's a little bit longer than what we've seen in the past, seemed like recent past. That we can fish until probably June 1. It sounded like from June 1 to the 30th, then we'll have to tune in and listen in as to what we can do.
Right now they're fishing for whitefish.
Yeah, and pike and lush.
Yeah.
And
oh, we
got
have
a Bethel.
Caller.
Who's from Bethel?
Jesse from Bethel.
Hey, good morning to you, Jesse.
Good morning, Pete, and good morning,
Ruth.
Hey, hi,
yeah.
Jesse.
Okay.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Yay, same to
you.
You
too.
And I'd like to wish all the mothers all over the world in New Mexico a very, very happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, all right.
And also another thing that I wanted to bring up is, you know, I live right next to the road where now it's summertime and people driving by with their boats and trailer.
Mm-hmm.
They go so fast and there's bumps there by Beto's old house. There's a couple of bumps.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to see, but, you know, living here, sometimes I get so scared thinking something. They're so loud when they drive by so fast with their trailers.
Yeah.
And some wise people, you know, they slow down and it's not as loud. I'm glad I don't have little kids sleeping. They wake up, you know, and those kind of things.
Yeah,
people that don't slow down for bumps or, you know, it's really loud at my home. So I'd like to remind people passing by, especially by Becky's house, to slow down, you know, because it's kind of scary, disturbing sometimes.
So good to hear from you.
So yeah, Nakfa, you all have a good day and thank you for always being there.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Yeah, right. Thank you so much. God bless.
Yes.
Bye.
We're listening to KYUK.
6:40 a.m.
In Bethel.
Alaska. Yes. And then we're told that there's going to be no break at this time. Normally, I guess the thing is that we need to stop every half hour and do a station break, station ID, to let people know who they're listening to and what station. So we're going up in...
We have... seem like there's a call coming in.
Okay.
We'll hear in just a bit.
Maybe...
Fritz is calling back.
Yeah, okay. Good morning, Fritz.
Hi, good morning.
Okay.
Yeah, going back to... I got a couple more things... First off, I like Alyssa's comments earlier, that last caller, I believe. Having something in writing that you don't like towards the city council or the commission, the comments are great now, but, you know, like any other place, we need to see it in black and white. We need to fight what they don't like, like example for this alcohol situation that AC is trying to open up. Please write a letter and send it to city clerk at cityofbethel.net. Write a letter. That way it'll be stronger and more of the council and the commission will understand why and what the reasoning is and why they don't want that extra liquor store. You know, write it down. Comments are great now, but, like they always say, it goes in one ear and goes out the other. But if we're actually seeing the letter, you know, we're reading it and understanding it and why the reasoning is, and we have something to go back and fall back to, you know, write it down. Comments are great now, but writing a letter is a lot stronger than just words speaking.
So that Laurie Strickler, the city clerk?
Yes.
Okay, write a letter to Laurie Strickler. She's a city clerk.
You can either mail them in or send them, bring them to the city office, and she will be able to make copies and send them to city council. It has not gone to city council yet. So going to the commission, you know, it's after the commission approves it or denies it, then it will go to the city council.
Okay.
So it has not gone to the city council yet, and they're the last
people that approve it or deny it. And then towards fishing, you guys are right. It's open now until June 1st. And then if somebody could call in about ACIAC is doing a special proposal. I'm not sure if it was approved or not. They want to go back to that designated fisherman for each village.
Okay.
So during the closure from June 1st until July, I forget the date. So during that closure, the federally qualified users through their tribal council or city council will designate a fisherman in each village for to disperse the king salmon and all the fish that they catch within that village.
Okay.
And so if somebody has more details on that,
yes,
we'd really appreciate it. But if it went through or if it didn't go through, that's all I have.
Okay, Guyana Fritz, yes.
Thanks for calling.
It would be nice to hear more about that, you know, from somebody from State Fish and Game or the Federal Fish and Wildlife, more about fishing news. So, but we'll go on to our next caller from Bethel. We have
Cesari.
Yes, good morning, Cesari.
Yeah, good morning. Is talking about those alcohol and stuff, you know, is we have some problem. There's maybe 20 locals and 10, 15 villagers and hanging up and drinking right in the street, right in the park, right in the behind the liquor store. And one of those problems is police passing through and not doing nothing. You know, we have a law in here, open container. They're saying we don't have enough forces to collect them, those what they pass out. Maybe they may not pass out if you follow the law what is existing and get the alcohol and throw them away. If you're drinking in public places and roads and beaches and parks, or you trespass and behind somebody's house, police officer supposed to take the bottle, repossess, dump it out. Those people don't have money for that booze. And if you do that 3-4 times, we do that for a couple of weeks, we don't see those guys. We don't see those guys. And that beside that, they save them a future, because if you allow them finish this battle or two what they have and with these groups, with 2 hours you'll be laying down a couple of them and you have to pick them up anyway. So why you know, force the law what is existing? You know, that is I was by the First National Bank with one of my buddy, native guy, and he not drinking, but there was 12 people sitting on the bench and drinking. One of them fell, and his police coming. I stopped him. I told him, this guy's drinking. Have gallon from the jug, passing one to another one. One fall down. He opened the window, say a couple words to them, and left. His duty being to go and check them up, all of them. If you have 2-3 bottles, dump it out, because the law prohibits that to be having with it, with open bottles in the public. And these guys, 2 hours later, the one laying down over by the bench, another one other side by the First National Bank. And they have to pick them up. There would be not necessary if they repossess that alcohol. And secondly, Fritz saying, calling to stop AC from do another liquor store. I already have another liquor store. I should open it 2 years ago. But we're busy and lots of people need repair vehicles and stuff. She don't have to open store. I open store because the law allowed me to. I don't need any approval by city council or planning commission or ABC board. I haven't that approval. I haven't the license. And I open any time when I want it. And I have enough time to do open. But I'd be right on the riverbank. And I know that people need me to fix the vehicles and stuff, and they're happy more with that what I'd be selling the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So I decide maybe I transfer to somebody else would have more experience at paying taxes and hire local people or running myself. But if I want to, with about 2 months, 6 weeks, I'd be running store right in there where is my shop. Because I do have the paper. I do have legal rights to open, been approval a couple years ago by the city council, by the planning commission, and by the ABC board. And I do have them. It's nothing new. I just postponed it a little bit because this summer I see some orders climbing to the passenger side, to driver seat, because the door not open. And how I tell them to do, I'm going to sell the liquor, I'm not going to fix your vehicle. I'm being sent. But I have rights to open. And don't think that AC stop AC. AC not open. If the transaction not go, I open with few weeks, I open and make this thing running. And
okay.
That's what I would say, you know, it's not just stopping somebody.
Okay.
Everybody have to correct themselves and watch themselves. Alcohol not kill people, people kill themselves. You sniff the gasoline, you go to coast.
Yeah.
I know all bunch of people, coast is famous from homebrews.
Okay.
And I was in jury duty, and lots of people exposed themselves to homeless.
You have 20 seconds.
Okay. Have a good day, and happy Mother's Day, and enjoy tomorrow's good weather.
All right. Thanks, Azuri.
I'm glad you're fixing cars.
Yeah, me
we
too.
We want
yeah.
you to fix cars.
Yes, that's right. Very important.
I'm glad you're thinking like that.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
I appreciate that call. Yes.
Yes. We have a Howard.
From Bethel.
Yes.
Good morning, Howard.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, about that liquor store.
Oh.
Maybe they should have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only, or just Friday and Saturday, because maybe it'll stop all the people congregating around the liquor store from the villages, you know. And nobody's watching them. Nobody's checking to make sure that nobody's falling over the river. And they must be making enough money to hire patrol officers to do that, you know. I don't see too many Bethel people hanging around the riverfront around that area. I just see a lot of villagers and you know, nobody's really keeping an eye on who's going to fall over or not. Other than that, it's every person's legal right to have a drink when they want to have one. Even religious people drink, you know, but you need to teach your family that's drinking a lot to cut down and be careful. Watch other people too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really very important that we start learning or teaching our people that are from the villages that constantly come here and hold the doorknob at the liquor store, you know.
Mm.
And it doesn't look very good for us in Bethel. It's just that when they come in Bethel and they have no place to go, they'll hang around the dumpster, the tables where people usually have their lunch or ordered by Joe Lomac.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon they'll be around the Brown Slough and East Avenue, you know. And nobody's really, really watching these guys. nobody watching, make sure nobody falls over and stuff like that. So that's what I want to say about my,
okay,
about Bessel. Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Howard. You know, you touched on a subject there that, you know, somebody need to hear this. You know, is that, you know, I do believe myself. You know, drinking or whatever or not. You know, I think our seawall needs to be stabilized a little better, because I see a lot of open areas where, you know, children or, you know, other people can also fall in, not just the, you know, people not, you know, staggering around and stuff, you know, but our seawall does need some attention.
Yeah, it's very, it's getting out of hand with the people from the villages there. Then. The parking right there, there's, you know, they climb up right up that seawall.
Yeah.
And it's not safe for them either.
All right.
Go up the seawall like that.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Howard. Bye. Very good. We got another caller. Go right to it. We got from Bethel.
Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Pete.
Yay, Sam.
Good morning, young lady, and happy Mother's Day to all out there.
Yay, you're right.
I got a couple of topics I want to share with the people.
Okay.
As far as the Fox family, the babies came home today.
Okay.
They're gathering at Trailer 60.
Okay.
And if you still would like to make a donation, Janet is there, or you can go down and do anonymous at Swanson's main office.
Okay.
Thanks for the information. That's helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Wow, yeah. So thanks to Swanson. And then you were about to say something?
As far as the seawall, that's exactly what happened with the last accident here.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about it now with the city manager.
Okay.
To upgrade the wiring system down there, maybe more fencing. I don't know. We brought it up in the search meeting last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're trying to get it a little safer, especially for the kids.
Yes.
Because I've seen them all over down there.
Yes.
Even during the breakup bash, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then one other thing is to warn the people not to leave their loaded hunting guns loaded in where they could get them. Unload them, and because it seems like every year or every other year we get a super bad accident from guns not being unloaded.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And wear your flow coats, people. And happy Mother's Day.
Hey, thank you, Sam.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
We have good night. Right. We have another caller. From
Bethel.
Mary.
Yay, good afternoon, or morning yet. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Yay.
Hi, this is Mary Peltola. I wanted to just call in because there were some questions about fishing.
Yes.
And I wanted to clarify some of those.
Okay.
Fritz was correct. The Akiak Native community did file a special action request. It was numbered 1902, and the Federal Subsistence Board made their decision on April 17th, I think. They're not going to go with the allocation. They, one of the issues is that kind of the only thing you can do with the allocation per village, like, for instance, Akiak had 300 in 2015, but Fish and Wildlife has to give the permits to a specific person. So that basically means it can only be the designated fisherman approach, and a lot of tribes didn't have a good experience with that. So that approach was not taken. The Federal Subsistence Board is leaving it up to the refuge manager to decide with Fish and Game and the Intertribal Fish Commission when they should fish. And they're thinking maybe four or five times in June. They want to come up with dates ahead of time, but it probably won't be until after May 21st that they'll announce those dates.
Okay.
And on May 17, the working group is meeting, the state working group, and they're the ones who decide when that front end closure starts. One year it was May 20th, the next year it was May 26th. So the river might start being closed in late May, and that's up to the working group.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good information.
Yeah, and I think the other thing the Federal Subsistence Board did is they said the taste of fish opportunities, they can use 6-inch gear and less. If you want to use 4-inch, you can, but there were so many complaints about the 4-inch gear.
Mm, yes.
So that's a little bit of an update. We had the Fish Commission had their annual meeting on the 2nd and 3rd of May, and Charlene Eric from Shefornick is the new chairman, and the vice chair is Mike Williams again. The secretary treasurer is Jonathan Samuelson. And then the in-season managers this year are James Nicorai from Guihuk, Robert Lakander from Bethel, Megan Leary from Napaimute, and Jackie Cleveland from Gwinahup.
Okay.
So those are the four people that will be advising the refuge manager on fishing times.
Yeah, wow. Okay, very good information. We really appreciate you calling in.
Okay, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. We're going to be looking forward to this summer.
We have another caller from Bethel.
Okay. We have Yvonne. Good morning to you, Yvonne.
Good morning, Yvonne. Ruth.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm here on the alcohol issue.
Yeah, right. Good morning, Yvonne. Yeah.
All the wrongs and negative things due to the opening of the liquor store. And it's been case in point. Growing up in Bethel, in the surrounding 56 villages, those of us that seen and saw, and we got hurt by it, we lose our loved one, all the negative and bad things that came with that period of time when we had liquor store. And now you newcomers and this generation that haven't seen, and those of you are making Bethel your home, you're beginning to see all the negative things, what we seen back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a strong voice against Bethel can have a liquor store, period. But it's here. When we're going to follow that Kotchabee model anyway, we're only selling to Bethel residents. And one big thing I brought up to us, council members, that river boat patrol.
Yeah.
They should bring that back. That was very helpful. Here in Bethel anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't have a liquor store in Bethel. That's all I can say.
Okay.
All the bad and negative things that came with it back then, and what you people haven't seen, it's all beginning again. All the negative, bad things, the deaths and drownings and families being broken up, all that. We seen that. And that's why we always voted no on having a liquor store in Bethel. It can work here. Those people that you see down and out there, those are my people.
Mm-hmm.
Little disagreement on Fritz on comment. This is our Friday talk show. So this is our talk show, and we give comment the way we want. And I thank KYK for that. And whatever Fritz said, we're on a Fritz for giving that information on where to forward your complaints on the liquor store, and that the city clerk, I hope your village leaders are listening, act and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your complaints in. So I'm happy Mother's Day, and
yeah,
be safe. Oh,
yes.
On a more further note, school's almost out. I still see loose dogs, and I also see responsible people using leashes on their dogs. That's good. I thank them for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen one loose dog. You know, what's that dog that always fight and bite? That kind of dog. I seen one loose. And that's not good for the kids that are going to be out of school pretty soon.
Yeah.
Thanks for the reminder.
Okay. Good morning.
Yes,
good morning,
thanks, Yvonne. Very good advice. Yes. Kuyana Chaknaka. We're going to go on to our next caller. We got a call from Akiak.
Angel, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, Angel.
Big hi and hello to the host and the radio listeners.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about alcohol in Bethel and, you know, the Bethel area. I was in Bethel recently, and it just didn't look so good, like the way I used to see Bethel. But
yeah.
So I've been hearing a lot of, or I was listening to the radio station earlier, and there was some, you know, like, not, how am I trying to say this?
Not the
like,
same.
We can't tell people, you know, not to drink, or we can't, like, it seems like Bethel got their first liquor store shut down. And I remember that, too, when I was small, that liquor store got shut down a long time ago. And then it just came alive again. And then so soon, like, another liquor store opened. But so instead of, like, trying to shut it down and trying to tell people to stop or force them to stop, which, you know, we can't do that to people. It has to be their own choice. But, like, I was thinking about maybe we can give good encouragement.
Yes.
Like drink responsibly, or, like, be a, like, good encouragement, like, for your friends or family, like let it, like, if they wanted to do that, like, they could just do it for fun, like celebrations, like someone's gonna get married, they, friends and family can, like, have a good time and socialize, like, you know, celebrations or something, or, you know, like, instead of making it a bad thing.
Yeah.
But, and then also, like I've seen, like, a lot of people on the roads and stuff and blocking the road, just big groups of people, and there should be more rules about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they should not be out looking like that. They should be home where they're safe and do that if they wanted to, but not to be out and about on the roads and where there's all this chaos or bad things happening.
Yeah, we have 2 minutes and we have one more caller.
Oh, but there should be, like, violations, like people getting fines or something if they're seen out and about drunk, like, or, like, get those people off the roads.
All right.
Let them go home.
Okay. Well, we appreciate hearing from you, Angel.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Tim. Yes. You have a few minutes.
Yes. Good morning again, Tim. Is this the same?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm calling back again.
Okay.
I'd like to thank the previous caller. Several calls back that we're cleaning up here in Bethel, and how it's important to keep the land clean. It's also important to keep our waters clean. There's a study that just came out by the United Nations indicating that by 2050, we're going to see a million species disappear from this earth.
Oh, you're disappearing a little bit.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's just really important that we keep our waterways clean.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of talk about plastics and its impact on marine mammals. We've seen stories about whales with stomachs full of plastic dying off in various places. And this is all as a result of, you know, likely
not keeping our waterways clean.
Yes,
and we have got
right.
to pick up anything and everything plastic-related.
Okay. Yes.
Anything that does not belong in the water, be responsible. Bring your trash home when you go out camping or when you're out on a picnic or boating. If you lose a plastic bag or overboard, go back and get it.
Yes.
Because it'll end up in our food. You know, we derive our livelihood, our food
okay.
from the land and water, and it's really important that
All right.
we keep our land and water clean.
Okay,
yes, thank
very
you
good.
For calling.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And then our time is up now. We just have a little time to reflect on what we heard today. You know, we've heard a lot of callers, a lot of them, majority of them from Bethel, although we heard also from around our surrounding villages. You know, we're so pleased, especially our theme today was Mother's Day on top
yes.
of this talk line. So we just wanted to, again, wish everyone a wonderful weekend, and Mother's Day will
yes.
be
Happy
on.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone
yes.
that's listening.
Yes, we wish you a safe and a wonderful weekend, you know, please.
Bev Hoffman, yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Anna Drake, everyone that's
yes.
with me.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Please have a wonderful weekend.
Minnie Lamont. I wish I could name everyone.
Yeah. All right. Good day, everyone.
Okay.